Good evening, everyone. This is my first swinging seat boo of the season, or of the year. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening, just after. And I think sunset today was at 5:17:47. So it's dusk, it must be. Got a couple of birds, beautiful blackbird somewhere. Oh, that man always has to blow his nose like a bloody trumpet. Glad I don't live with him, I'd want to kill him, I think. Sounds like my dad. Very, very mild and still. And I've got a cup of tea, that's the best bit. So I'm going to move over here, put the phone down there. Oh, now here comes what's going to spoil it. Disrupting the microphone, and that was sirens. I actually made this tea about 3 o'clock and I fell asleep and didn't drink it, so I've reheated it. Today's been a bit of a wasted day. Well, wasted's the wrong word really, but I thought I had a hospital appointment at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I booked transport for it, it was at King's. And then, I didn't sleep. I was awake all night till about 9:15, and I thought, I'll sleep for less than an hour. I set my alarm, because I could feel my body relaxing. It was my sleep time. I set my alarm for 10. The alarm went off. Everyone else had gone to work, all three of them. And then it went off and I reset it for 10:30. It went off and I thought, I'll reset it for 10:50. I had to be ready by 12. You have to be ready 2 hours before, and plus it takes an hour to get to King's from here by car. It's actually quicker on the train. Well, I suppose there's not much in it really by the time you get to the station. Wait for a train and that. But anyway, about 10:40 I got a phone call from the person I was meant to have the appointment with, saying she was worried that I wasn't going to get there in time. What time? Oh dear, who's that? Oh dear, that's one of the cats. I don't know if that's Chantel or the chief, but either way, in 2 weeks time I'm getting the vet out on a Wednesday. They do home visits for cats who are a bit awkward to get hold of, which those two are, and I think she might need some antibiotics. She's purring and coughing at the same time. She's not purring. That's Chantel. What was I saying? Yeah, I got a phone call saying that, you know, I've got a meeting at 11 o'clock and I was worried you're held up by transport, and I said, I haven't even got up yet. And she's, I said, what time's my appointment? She said it was 10 o'clock. I mean, I had a niggling doubt about it this morning. I said to Obi, do you know what? I hope I haven't got that appointment. That's Candice. Her mother must be purring at her. I hope I haven't got the appointment mixed up, because I originally made it for last Monday, the whatever date that was, 27th. And then I realised my friend was coming for the day. So I rang up and changed it. Now that was the one that was at 2 o'clock. I remember her saying for one of them that she had a meeting at 11, and this morning I remember that they've got their team meeting. I think it's starting to rain. They've got their team meeting on a Wednesday. I thought, you know, it must have been the Monday she had the meeting. Then I suddenly thought this morning, hold on a minute, well, she might have lots of meetings to go to, but I do know that on a Wednesday they have a team meeting. I think it's called MDB or something. Well, the whole department gets together and talks about the patients that need to be talked about. discussed is probably a better word than talked about. Sounds like they have a massive mother's reunion and gossip, but obviously that's not the case. So, I said to Obi, do you know what? There's no way I can check this morning, because if she's not in the office, the secretaries don't deal with her appointments. They're not on the system. She does all her own appointments. So, anyway, I didn't go back to sleep. I got up and I fell asleep for a little while this afternoon. But people are saying, oh, if you sleep in the day, if I'm going to sleep at night, it doesn't matter if I sleep in the day for a little while, I'll still sleep at night. But when I'm not sleeping at night, I won't. So I have to sleep where I can. It probably would have been better if I had got to the appointment today, because I wouldn't have been able to sleep because I would have been up there. But anyway, it's next Monday instead at 2 o'clock. I said, let's make it for the time that I originally had in my head. But it was a genuine mistake, so there was no blame apportioned. I don't know what that bird is there. Someone could tell me, but I suspect that no one will or will, I should say. I'm sure if Gwen Cleanne knew, she would tell me, but I don't know if she knows English birds. These cats are purring. I wish you could hear them. Oh, that's the chief, I think, purring now. Don't know. It might not be. No, it isn't. It's those two. It is raining. It's not. It's that kind of rain that will probably get you quite wet. It's like heavy drizzle. It's a very nice, it's a lovely evening actually. I might be able to hear above. Let's see if I can get you to hear them purring. You can probably hear that now. They're purring because they know it's dinner time in a minute. But there is a lone blackbird, if you can pick it out before I shut up, and if that bird just gives us a little bit of a break. I don't want to tell it to shut up. Can you hear it in the distance? Not that one. That's a lovely song too. That one. This one doesn't want to be outdone. I love it in the evening when there's just a few birds singing. It's really nice. I wish that blackbird had just come a little bit nearer though. It's a lovely time of year for the birds. Oh, and that was it. That was the main reason I wanted to come on here. I should have said this at the beginning. We've got daffodils in the garden, apparently. Roland saw them today, and he's seen them out and about as well. That was the chief. That's when a bird gave an alarm call. Then it's probably because of these three demons. Can you hear that train? No, it's too far away, I think. It goes doo-doo-doo-doo, over the track. I don't even know where that is. It must be somewhere between two... I think it's between Orpington and Chelsfield stations. When I hear them out the front, I don't think that's the same one. That's the viaduct down by the Nugent Centre in St Mary Cray. The cat's still purring, listen. Tea's a bit hot because I put it too long in the microwave. That's better, I think. A little bit. Yeah, the sleeping thing is a lot of blind people do have problems sleeping, but a lot of kidney patients do as well. It seems to go with it. Goes with the name. But I don't think it's something that the professionals take particularly seriously. But I find it is very disruptive. It's actually very disruptive to my life and my energy levels. I don't know what that was. Someone's wheelie bin by the sound of it. Boom. Don't think it's mine. Unless, I think it's a bit late for that. When we had Storm Doris the other week, two of my recycling boxes blew away and they're meant to bring new ones, and they said it'd be 2 or 3 weeks. Well, I believe it's 2 weeks this week, so they could have just, they tend to just dump them outside. Cats is eating something, it's probably an insect. Oh, it sounds disgusting. I hope they haven't got a mouse or something. They really are the pit, I'm telling you that now. The whole three of these black ones. All cats should be like Pinky. There's the train again. Lamb is out here as well. You're frightening the birds, Candice, with that horrible voice of yours. You're a witch's cat, and that's no mistake. And you won't hurry me along, girl. You'll get your dinner when I'm ready. They've got dry food in there anyway. I've got to do a pets at home order. I get most of my stuff from Tesco, but I need to get an interim order of cat food because this chief is getting through much more food because of his thyroid problems. I've practically run out of cat food. The wet variety. Still drizzling. Anyway, folks, that's Bailey. I don't know whether our mum's just come home. Yeah, she has. I heard her voice then. She doesn't realise she does that all day long at the school, kids. What? Anyway, before I was interrupted by this menagerie, I'm going to love you and leave you for now.
Recording.